Om Shanti. 17 September 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you have the power to pack up and pack your bags and baggage on time and become ever ready. Those who pack the bag and baggage of their bodies, bodily relations, possessions and sanskars with the power to pack up and are ready, are said to be ever ready. This is why the power to pack up has been portrayed in the picture with an image of a packed suitcase. Let there not be even a thought that you have to do this or become this, or that this still remains to be done. Be ready in a second. As soon as there is the call of the time, you are ever ready. Do you remember any relationship or possessions? So, out of the 8 powers, one of the powers is power to pack up. And we show it in the form of packed suitcase. So whenever the call comes, Baba is asking, are you ever ready for that? Or you will have thoughts like, I have to do this, I have to become like this, or this still remains to be done. So one of the powers to work is power to pack up. And what is needed for this is the stage which is known as ever ready. There shouldn't be any thought that I have to do this, or this remains to be done, or I have to even become this. So this is the end result. How much ready we are to drop everything. It is shown in the form of packed suitcase. So this suitcase has everything within it. Everything connected to body. So if one remembers all of these things, he won't be able to answer to that call of the time. And the call of the time demands that one should be ready, and ready all the time, in all the situations. What to pack up? That's the question. How to pack up? How to remain ready so that there shouldn't be any repentance later on. So when Baba says the moment the time comes, you should be ready. There shouldn't be any time. So how much less attachment should be there to all of the expansion that we have created? The more the expansion, the more difficult it is to pack up. The lesser the expansion, the easier it is to pack up. Now this expansion could be of many types. Expansion of bodily relationships. The more the expansion of bodily relationships, the difficult it is to pack up. The more the complex the relationships, the difficult it is to pack up. The more the intricacies in the relationships, it is very difficult to pack up. Baba is saying this is shown as a packed suitcase. So the first thing is body and its relationships. Relationships of the body. Second is sanskars of the body. The deep-rooted sanskars, the deep-rooted addictions, the deep-rooted habits of the body. If those habits are generating body consciousness, it will be very difficult to pack up. Then religion of the body. If one is still caught up in one's religion, it is very difficult to pack up. Then place of the body, language of the body, desires of the body. If all of these things are there, where one is only after fulfilling bodily desires, it is very difficult to pack up, because there is an expansion of in each and everything of these things. If one is lost in the indulgence of the body, then it is difficult to pack up. So everything which is related to body, everything where there is an expansion of the body, everything where one has gone in expansion, it's very difficult to pack up. And when the time comes and when the call comes and we are told to just follow and come, we won't be able to go because we are caught, because we are trapped here in this expansion and paraphernalia of body. So to be ever ready means, even Baba is saying, I have to become this, I have to do this, or this remains to be done. These three thoughts should go away. And that moment could be any moment. It could be now, right now. If suddenly the death comes, are we ready? And death is very uncertain. And death is also very certain for everyone. But what time it will come, how it will come, nobody knows. And nobody can escape, and nobody is eternal in that sense. So, before we drop off this body, before we leave this mortal coil, we have to prepare our mind for that ultimate stage of no attachment. For that ultimate stage of concentration. Stop all the expansions. Body and its occupation. Job itself can become an expansion. Greed can itself become an expansion. Greed, wealth, name can be an expansion. Fame can be an expansion. Needs can be an expansion. I need this, I need that. There is no end to the needs. Comforts, there is no end to comforts. There is no end to conveniences. The more one has, the more one wants. So there is no end to expansion. If you look at the life of a worldly man, he is continuously expanding. There is one house, he wants another. There is one piece of land, he wants another piece of land. There is some wealth, now he wants to expand that wealth. Fully knowing that happiness is not in the wealth, and yet, that expansion goes away, goes on and on and on and on. He knows there is no deep-rooted and real happiness in name, but yet all the efforts are only for achieving name, transitory name. So the expansion of positions, expansion of comforts, expansion of conveniences, expansion of moving around, expansion of seeing worldly things, expansion of positions, expansion of relationships, expansion of religion, expansion of language, expansion of words, expansion of place, expansion of persons. All this vistar, all this expansion is in fact a trap. And each and every one of these expansion makes one attached to something. And so long one is attached to things, he cannot experience that stage of liberation in life. It's not that liberation in life, Jivan Mukti, we get only in Satyug. There is one more Jivan Mukti, and that is Jivan Mukti of confluence age. Here and now, experience as if I am free, absolutely free, unattached, to anything, no bondage, no slavery, no dependency. Try to be as independent as possible. All those things that make us dependent is in fact a sort of slavery. Expansion of emotions and leading to emotional slavery, that our emotions are governed, controlled by someone else. They dictate what emotions should arise in my heart. So that's an emotional slavery. So getting rid of all sorts of emotional slavery, getting rid of all sorts of expansion, is to have that packed suitcase. Baba is saying, what is this? This is the packed suitcase. This is what is your example. This is what you have to become. All the vistar of life, all the expansion of life is in fact a vagrant wandering. And such wandering never concentrates the mind. So, come to the point where one starts packing up. In the life of Brahma Baba, he had lot many plans to expand his business, to go to the pilgrimages and to do many things. And suddenly there was this divine intervention and all those plans were left behind. And he decided to pack up. Now there is no point in expanding it anymore. Because the more we expand, we find it is futile. We are not achieving anything. There is no obvious benefit in that. Because all the expansion is causing more restlessness. For example, there is one person and he doesn't have his own house. He is living in rented house and moving from one place to another. Now he decides that I want to have my own house and he spends 10 years in building his own house. And one day his house is ready. What he is thinking is, once I get a house, I'll be very happy. All this restlessness, all this wandering, all this anxiety, all this fear will go away and I will live a very, very comfortable life. Because how long I am going to stay in the rented house? So he decides, let me build my own house. So he spends 10 years and these 10 years are filled with anxiety, filled with tension, filled with stress, filled with worry, filled with mad chase to achieve success, mad desire for money. And ultimately he is successful in building a house. Now he has a house and he can live comfortably in that. But now he is carrying 10 years sanskars of anxiety with him. 10 years sanskars of anxiety, 10 years sanskars of stress, 10 years sanskars of tension. And now there is no comfort here. Even though such a huge house is there, but no comfort, no calm, no tranquility. The same anxiety is hounding him, chasing him, driving him mad, making him restless, goading him, propelling him, telling him to do something more now. So he never comes to any stage of relaxation. So there is an eternal anxiety everywhere in all the expansion. That's why this example of packed suitcase, power to pack up, sametna. Baba said, stop expanding anymore. There's one person who is having one hospital. he thinks, let me expand and let me establish another hospital. He is attached to one hospital. He thinks, let me attach to 10 more hospitals. There is another company manager. He has one company. Now he thinks, let me start another company. Rather than starting another, rather than creating something new, whatever that is existing, first of all, make it better. That is best thing. Because the more the expansion, the more will be the anxiety. Expansion of thoughts, expansion of emotions, expansion of speech, expansion of relationships, expansion of behavior, expansion of imagination. Anything it could be. All the expansion going in the wrong direction. All the expansion taking one away from one's goal of life is wandering. And at the last moment, one will miss the bus when the call of the time comes. So Baba is saying, the moment the call of the time comes, you should be ready, ever ready. You should have the power, use the power to pack up, and no thoughts, three thoughts should not be there. First, I have to do this seva. Seva is also an expansion. Sometimes seva itself can become a bondage. I have to do this, my student, my center, my Madhuban, my department. I have to do this. So, no thought of I have to do this. Second, this is remaining. No thought. I have to build one center and I have to do that. Nothing doing. I have to become like this third. I have to become angel, I have to become that, and I have to become this. That itself, all these three things, no other thought should come. That is the definition of being ever ready. So, how much preparation is needed for such a stage? This is a very high stage, where one is freed from all the petty attachments to this world. So Baba is saying, those who pack the bags and baggages of their body, bodily relations, positions, sanskars, with the power to pack up and are ready, are said to be ever ready. This is why the power to pack up has been portrayed in the picture with an image of packed suitcase. So one must always carry a suitcase. You have seen Raju Bhai. He is always carrying bag, even at Amrit Vela. He is moving with a huge bag. So anytime he is ready. Anytime. Yeah. That bag contains everything. Comb, oil. You don't have to go anywhere. Shoes, clothes. So he is always carrying that bag at Amrit Vela in the evening. All the time. So that is an example of packed suitcase. So you should always have that packed suitcase. Let there not be a thought of three things. I have to do this, I have to become this, or this is remaining. Such ultimate preparation, such strong preparation. It's a very high stage, very, very high stage of consciousness. But this is the goal. And that will stop one in doing any expansion. If you see at the yajna, at this point of time, each and every person has gone in expansion. Or rather, I will say, he is lost in the jungle of seva. And the forest is so thick, one cannot even see where one is going. Only one thought, seva, seva, seva. That's good to have service, but that alone is not the ultimate truth. There are many, many subtle dimensions to it. So be ready in a second. The call comes and be ready. No thought to become this, this is remaining, that I have to do. nothing, cross, stop all of this. As soon as there is call of the time, and the call of the time does not come by sending a pre-invitation, it will come out of the blue suddenly. Do not remember any relationship or positions. All attachments are dangerous. That attachment could be attachment to anything then. All attachments. They will make one restless. Anything that could be. Attachment to one's department or one's work, one's job, one's role. That's why the greatest practice which one must do every day is detached observership, sakshi bhav. Everything that is happening is a play that is going on this world stage. I see everything as a play. I am actively involved in it. I am doing everything. It's not that I am neglecting, shirking my duty. There is no dereliction of duty. I am doing everything to the hilt, with all my heart and with all my soul. But at the same time, I also practice detachment. I am doing everything and at the same time I am not doing everything. I am involved in everything as the same time I am uninvolved in everything. I take all the responsibility and yet no responsibility is mine. Such a strong, powerful balance of two things. So, the greatest practice is of sakshi bhav. Seeing everything just as a play which is going on. Somebody is abusing, that's a play. Somebody is coming and praising, that is play. Somebody is eulogizing, somebody is appreciating, there is a lot of recognition and there is a lot of fame and there is a lot of prestige one is getting. And on another side, one is not getting anything. So whether it is a blame or whether it is praise, whether it is happiness or whether it is unhappiness, whether it is bodily pain or anything, whether the karmic accounts by souls, by prakriti, by own body, all is a play. Everything is a play. So there should be practice of sakshi bhav, which is the main practice underlying all the purusharth. The crux, the foundation of all the purusharth is this, seeing everything as a play. That doesn't matter whether one is living in Madhuvan, one is not living in Madhuvan. One is staying in center, one is staying outside. One is doing job, one is not doing job. One is surrendered here, one is surrendered somewhere else or not. This is all a play, simple play. One is earning, one is not earning. One is having money, one is not having money. This doesn't matter at all. One is male, another is female. One is at center, another is not at center. Everything is a play. Observe everything in the sense of sakshi bhav, absolute detachment. And this is the greatest of all the practices. To see everything, including my own self in this drama. On the screen of this drama, this is the screen and I see everything happening here. And I am uninvolved, unattached. I am a mute spectator of this drama. So such stage of sakshi bhav will keep one unattached. So, power to pack up. Ever ready? Nothing, whatever thoughts, the call of time comes and I am ready to go. I don't have to wait for anybody. Om Shanti.